Please hang up now. That's like when you call a live soccer
Really?
hotline.
If you don't want to be Bill.
If you're under 18, please hang up now.
Oh, man. What's happening, Joe Bob?
Yeah, really. I wonder if we can cuss while we're on here.
Well, I mean, it just says record the conversation. Of course, if it does the public distribution thing.
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just a Saturday and pretty quiet here in Clinton. Just waiting for the big game.
Yeah, me too.
That's gonna be good.
I can't believe Mississippi State, man. I hope they win. That's gonna be, I wasn't put on this earth to cheer for Mississippi State, but
yeah.
If it's an all SEC championship, baby, we're the premier basketball conference in the nation now.
Well, old Dick Vitale says that State's going to lose today, but
Syracuse ain't got shit.
Hey, I mean, he's plugging Mercury's now. He's a car salesman.
Good. What does he know?
But yeah, I'm probably going to hop over to DB's and check out the game.
To where?
David's.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah. He's like almost afraid to watch the game, Well, I haven't watched them all year, and if I watch them now, it'll be a jinx for him. It just works for the Saints.
Really?
Mississippi State's just not there, Oh
man, did you read the latest download on the Saints homepage?
I saw it yesterday. Yeah, that was it.
Where he was talking about all the Chicago 11 that voted against Finks getting the
yeah,
picture.
Really.
Culver House and Adams are dead.
That's what happens when you cross Jim Finks. He's a very powerful man.
Even in death.
I swear. It was weird, though, with the format. It was like it was duplicated on the page, and up front it was like in a really huge font. Maybe my browser was messed up or something.
See, the thing about mine is Lucy pulls it down for me and sends it to me email. So I just get a bunch of codes and shit in it, it says image and all this stuff, and you can't really, I just get the text.
Yeah. I don't know. But that was just kind of strange, but I just like to think about, well, maybe I'm being pessimistic. I didn't just get out of an image building seminar. I swear, the Saints are going to suck so bad.
Oh, man, they're going to be horrible. It's going to be just another year of chewing nails and going, damn, 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 bastards.
I swear. Yeah, like I said, though, this is it. Peyton Manning's going to be in the draft next year, and the Saints will probably, be closer in the running for having that number one pick.
God, we can only hope.
Yeah, well, it's their opportunity to ruin the career of another person named Manning.
Exactly. Exactly.
God wants the Saints to have Peyton Manning.
Oh, man.
It's a lesson to all mortals.
So what have y'all been doing this weekend? What did y'all do last night?
We hung out and drank beer, and I got this stuff called, it's Napoleon Brandy, It's like cognac that's not from cognac.
Yeah.
And I got a little pint of that and proceeded to get snuckered on it.
Yeah, Amy said y'all were getting into cognacs lately. Brandy. I'm like,
Yeah, aren't we hoity-toity?
I drank enough of that shit when I was in Eastern Europe. That sleeper bitch is what they call it. It's plum brandy. Gah. Of course, when it's the only girl in town,
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's really nice stuff, I mean, this is like that VSO, champagne cognac, well, champagne Napoleon brandy.
Right.
It's got a mean kick to it. Of course, chasing it with beer didn't exactly tone it down or anything, but hey, that's part of being a Mississippi. Chase your cognac down with beer.
Hey, man. That cognac's good. Throw some beer on top of it.
Well, that's David's scenario. Well, during the ice storm, he wanted to cruise around in a four-wheel drive with a pint of cognac pulling people out of the ditches and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Cops love that. Thank you, citizen.
Want some cognac? Kind of semi-classy. Hey, this is Napoleon Brandy.
You're under arrest.
A real cognac. Oh, man. But, I just have been coming off the work week from hell.
Me too, man. Last 2 weeks have been crap.
Yeah.
I was in today. I don't know.
Did you call earlier?
Yeah.
And
I worked. But I was working last week on Saturday and had been there for like 5 hours and almost got finished, and the land crashed.
Ew.
And fortunately, the only thing it did was screw up a print job I had going because I was just getting ready to go into a different document. So, but there was another girl that had built the template, and she lost the whole thing. You know, she'd worked on it for like 30 minutes, and it just was, exploded on her.
Oh, God.
But, then I had to go back in Sunday after they fixed the land, and then had to go in again today. But I got a lot done Thursday and Friday. It was hell.
Yeah.
I skipped lunch Friday and just worked right through it. Looked up and it was like 2:30. I'm like, shit, I only got another hour to go. I can make it.
Oh, man.
So, and I went in today, but I'm not going in tomorrow, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, I might go in tomorrow. But I've had this guy from Washington, ironically enough. He's, you know, basically calling the shots on this project I'm working on. And all this week I've been basically chained to him, you know. It's like a... But what really sucks, though, is I have
Sebastian.
To sit there and watch him do all this stuff, you know, and it's a, you know, it's like working 8 to 8 and not actually, you know, doing a lot of stuff myself, you know, just kind of tagging along. So it's just been really aggravating. Plus, he's a shit anyway.
I think I just saw Donna's cat outside, and if that's Donna's cat, we're in a world of shit.
Yeah, that's, you don't mess with people's cats. They get uptight about that.
Well, he's not supposed to go outside because he's declawed. I thought he was locked up in the room, but now he's wandering around the backyard. Man, time to get down there and get my hands on him.
Yeah. What's he going to do, claw you? I don't think
yeah,
so. I talked to Doug today. Steve Stant's a dad again.
Just what we need. He needs to get out of the gene pool.
No, it's... I don't know. He's got that Prussian bloodline going, or whatever it was. He that military family.
Yeah.
Nah, he's I hadn't talked to him in a long time, but last time I did, he was like, "Hey, come to Florida." I don't think so.
Really?
Sounds like you got a lot of diaper changing going on down
there. Could be stanky.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure he's a good dad.
That's yeah.
That's the thing about it, though. You just can't help but wonder exactly what lessons of life he's imparting on his kids. All right, this is what you do with this.
This is what C4 is for, son.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now, the Florida Guard's cooler than most National Guards around. Yeesh. But other than that, no, Doug's not really. Man, Doug is like turning into the big computer nerd. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's putting together this system, and I've been talking to him because I'm thinking of jumping into the computer game myself. But,
you mean get one for yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I've just kind of been pricing them and stuff, and boy, are they high!
Yeah, I know. I've been looking a little bit. I really want to get one. Lucy's got me all turned on to it. That's all she does at work is surf the damn net. I hate her.
Man, I'd love to do that all day. That's,
all I mean, that's not all she does, but she's on it a lot.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of cool ways to waste your time on the internet. But yeah, I'm I don't know. It's like. My ego won't let me have anything less than a Pentium.
Hey, we're getting those.
Do what?
We just got the 21-inch screens put on last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
And those are cool. And then they just got the CER for the Pentiums, and so we should be getting those pretty soon, ditching these 486s.
Ew. What megahertz Pentiums are they, do you know?
1,000.
Do what? Oh, nah, they can't be 1,000.
What are the options?
Well, they go up to, well, they've got, basically two Pentium chips now, a P5 and a P6. The really hot ones right now are like the 133 and the 166 megahertz.
I think we're getting whatever the best one is.
Whoa, well that might be one of the new Pentium Pros coming out. They're like 200 megahertz Pentiums, and they're like they're hot rods.
Yeah, these things are supposed to be really sharp. You know, we're all sitting around going, yeah, this is going to be great for, we can, you know, we can really multitask and get these documents going and be doing all the blah, blah, blah. And, you know, behind our their backs, we're going, man, I can't wait to get Wing Commander on there, man. I'm going to kick some major alien butt.
Yeah, well, my saying has always been that that's really what the computer revolution is all about. People can play games.
Really? Cyber sex and get game.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, I mean, come on. They have, you know, stereos for your computer now. You really need that for spreadsheet software.
Yeah. Well, we went over to this party at this guy's house a couple weeks ago. And he had his computer set up with the stereo speakers on it, and he had it playing music downstairs off of the computer. It sounded great.
Oh, yeah, they do, man. Those Sound Blaster cards are phenomenal.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what in the hell is this?
Yeah, my boss at work has a couple of really nice speakers. I'm thinking they're these little tiny JBLs. And they sound great. You know, when you boot up his machine, you know, it's like vibrates his office practically. It's nice. It's really nice stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I know I'm gonna get one. Hopefully before the year is out.
Yeah.
But you say you're getting like a 20-inch monitor or
21-inch.
Oh man.
I got it. We already got it. They're hooked up.
Jeez, that must be nice.
Yeah, it is. They're really cool.
That's one thing about it, man. Once you're used to a bigger monitor, you can't go back to it. Man, this sucks. My eyes hurt.
Man, it's funny, too, because a lot of, man, you know, those people up there, they just don't want to change, you know. They never want to do it. Nobody wants to go to Windows.
Oh, man.
You know, can you believe this? They're all, you know, they're all still working in DOS, and they're just like, Windows sucks. I don't like Windows, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, going, you guys are idiots, man. When do you start using it?
Just start hitting them over the head with it. You got it. You ain't shit if you ain't 32-bit.
Exactly. our soft solution stuff, all, you know, the stuff that we work in mostly is not Windows compatible yet, and they're working on doing it. You know, and we're supposed to. You know, they keep saying we're gonna go, and you know, everybody's still working in WordPerfect 5.1, and I hate it. You know, it used to be, oh, this is great. You know, now it's like after using WordPerfect for Windows, it sucks because they have the 5.1 set up so that it works with a mouse, but it's crap. It's, you know, it's just worthless.
Yeah.
And so we're getting ready to go to, nobody wants to do that. And so then we get these 21-inch monitors, right? Half the people in the department have shrunk their screen so that it's only like three-quarters of the size that it should be because they want it to look like the old one.
Oh, God.
I know. What a bunch of morons.
Really? Jeez, man.
But once we get those Pentiums, baby, we're going to be rocking. I can't wait.
I swear, man. That's just too weird.
No more 20-minute downloading on statistic programs and all that crap. I mean, it is. You try to download these things, and you go grab a Coke, have a smoke, you know, go wander around, talk to some people. And
yeah.
Slowly work your way back, see if it's come down yet.
Well, that's the thing, though. You kind of miss those times once everything's, like, at your fingertips. You know, I mean, you're a hell of a lot more productive, but those little go-get-a-Coke breaks, they become few and far between.
Out the door.
It's that's the thing about, Doug was telling me he's got a internet service provider out of Jackson that the service is like $20 for just about unlimited hours on it.
Yeah.
It's like 250 hours a month, you know. And
yeah, they have those here. You see them in the paper all the time. Unlimited internet access, $19.95 a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, you don't need America Online. You know,
you don't want America Online.
Yeah, man, they're, from what I hear, they're really high.
Oh, and they're Nazis, man. You can't do anything.
Yeah, that's true. They're into that censorship game now.
Yeah, I got a friend that just went to work for them, and she loves working there. But, I mean, it's one thing to work for them. It's nothing to have to use them to get anything.
To be at their mercy.
Angie's on Prodigy at work, and I've gone up there and played with that a couple of times, and it's just, man. You know, it's just I don't like it. I don't think they're any good.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. All you need is Netscape.
Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing, man. If you got Netscape, you don't need any other crap.
And
like you say, they're sky high. You know, if you get off of their service and get onto the internet, man, you know, there's no telling how much money you're going to spend.
Oh, yeah. Plus all these little internet providers, you know, they'll give you email. You know, that's not a... that's not a major deal.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's so easy to find cool websites, too, you know. I mean, God, that's the whole deal. Everybody puts links on, oh, you got to check out this, you know, and all that. So it's, I found one that it was like the speed trap page. You click on any state in the union, and they'll, you know, have a compilation, you know, people just saying, yeah, it's a speed trap over here, you know. And I clicked on Louisiana, and there's this, you know, thing at the top saying, all of Louisiana will soon be a speed trap because they're not raising their speed limit. But I swear, man, it was like there was supposedly this one outside of Shreveport who's a female trooper, and she's mean. She even gave her husband a ticket.
Oh, man.
But watch yourself.
Good God.
I didn't click on... Actually, I have been poking around some of the Mississippi sites. I found where they have a Clinton site. You know,
yeah, I found that one time. I pulled it up, and Hal Moncrief's name was all over it.
Yeah, he's he gets mentioned. I guess he's like the local wheel or something. You know, he seems like he's featured prominently in whenever there's some kind of goings-on in Clinton.
Hmm.
Not that there's many of those.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have you talked to Neil since he got back?
Yeah, I talked to – actually, I talked to him a little while ago. I was going to get out and about and stop by his house, drink
yeah.
a couple of Coronas.
I got an email from him when I went into work today that said, the sun god is king. Hooray for the sun god. I sent back an email that said, fuck you, it snowed here yesterday. The sun god has no clothes. I don't want to hear about people having nice weather.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's been raining most of the day, but it's starting to look kind of nice. I think I'm going to have to get a lawnmower.
No.
Talking about computers and shit, but my old TG&Y lawnmower doesn't seem to want to start anymore. So,
oh, man.
I'm thinking that's my next major purchase is going to be a lawn implement.
Bummer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not too bad.
Nah, lawnmowers ain't that much.
I figure I'll use my wield the mighty plastic and go up to Sears and get me a little Craftsman lawnmower. Yeah.
Hey, did you get that email I sent you yesterday?
Yeah, sure did, with the Dr. Seuss and I love that Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna print that up and give it to my boss.
It hits my pocket.
what was I gonna say? Oh, that street scene thing, man. The Roaches and Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about,
man.
I had misquoted that price because. Lucy was saying that the tickets to from here, for some reason, Southwest has this cheap fare, and it's $80
what?
To fly from here round trip to Birmingham. It's a round trip. That's not even halfway.
Man.
So, and she raves about this thing. She says it's a lot of fun. I'm sure it's no Jazz Fest, but I've seen MTV covered it a few years ago when Dash Riprock was there, and they said it was really killer. But I'd love to see the Roaches again.
Yeah, I remember seeing it advertised last year, and yeah, they had a pretty decent lineup going down. But yeah, I've just never made it over there for.
How far is it? That's only like 2 or 3 hours, isn't it?
It's probably about two and a half hours.
Yeah, because I remember we went through Birmingham on the way to Talladega that time, and it didn't take us that long to get there.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, you know, there's. It's like just over an hour to get to Meridian, and
yeah.
That's pretty much, you know, half of the
yeah.
state, you know, and that's a
we ought to look into that, and we'll see if we get a couple hotel rooms maybe and just go
yeah.
for a long
that's
weekend.
Like June, you know, that's well beyond Jazz Fest.
Exactly,
time, so.
Exactly. A little time to recoup your finances and shit. But for $80 round trip, man, that's
yeah,
you know, it's that's
really good.
And she said it's what was it? $20 for the whole weekend is the ticket price.
Really? Yeah, they'll give you like a band or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I guess, or a card or something. I don't know
yeah,
how they do
man,
it.
Man, that's really cool. I went to the San Diego street scene once. That was really good.
Yeah.
But Birmingham, it's like, man, I've never been to Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Driven through it. Yeah.
Birmingham.
It is the greatest city in Alabama.
Yeah. I hadn't listened to it yet. I rejoined my CD club because I quit. And
uh-huh.
He said, you know, rejoin and get 10 free CDs. Okay, why not?
Good scam.
So one of the ones I got was Randy Newman's Faust.
I got that.
Did you?
Yeah, it's good.
I listened to the first couple of songs that somebody came over the other day, and I hadn't put it back in because I want to sit down and really listen to it.
Yeah.
And not just put it on as background music.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping that show will come here.
It is an actual, like, off-Broadway play or something?
Yeah, it opened in San Diego, I think.
Man.
But without, of course, without the people that are on the CD.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Fair enough, but still, I'd like to see it. I really want to go see it.
Yeah, oh, the liner notes of that thing are great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
That's not fair. Cupid's a mythical figure.
But for our purposes, it's all right.
Yeah, well.
I wonder if Randy Newman wrote those.
Oh.
They didn't really. I never saw any credit for the writing of the notes.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
It might be one of those blanket, you know, all songs by Randy Newman or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's I don't know. There's this one on there where this little angel child, you know, dissing Randy Newman, you know, just saying he's down all the time, and Randy Newman, you know, sings this little song back about the man who shot you in the head in that Burger King will go unpunished for his crime. I think that's kind of the comic high point.
Oh man.
But no, it's good. You'll enjoy that. I started to tape it for you. It's around here somewhere.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to end up bringing those tapes I made for y'all to Jazz Fest. It doesn't look like I'm going to be mailing them anytime.
That'll work. Yeah, Neil and Teresa are thinking about coming to Jazz Fest, too.
Yeah, he said they might.
Beth Boucher's coming, and
cool.
She's supposedly bringing a friend. And Rhonda, did Rhonda ever get a hold of you?
Yeah, she called me that Saturday, I guess, that she talked to y'all.
Yeah, Aunt Rhonda.
Yeah, she said she was coming. And,
yeah, she's bringing a friend who parties. So
yeah, that's what she's doing. We're going to be – plus, on my end, I got Dave and Lucy, and Lucy's sister lives in Fort Walton is supposed to come up. Angie and her sister and mom and stepdad. And then, by coincidence, another girl at work is going with a bunch of her friends, and they're going to be down there. So it's going to be a shitload of people.
Yeah, I swear. We've only got two rooms. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, it's like Dee and them already had their – they had done everything. They had everything done before I even knew she was going.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not going to be like – I mean, we'll probably just meet them at Jazz Fest, and they might sit by us or something.
Yeah.
But I think Emily's going to – you know, Lucy said something about – I think Emily's going to come up. You know, is it okay if she stays in one of the rooms? And I was like, just tell her to bring a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
You know, she might have to sleep on the floor because everybody, you know, the beds are kind of spoken for.
Yeah.
But shit, you know, who cares?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just crash pads anyway. So.
Exactly. And I like to spend a whole lot of quality time in the hotel room.
Yeah. Well, she was kind of concerned about John going down, too. But, you know, she said she wants to see him, but she doesn't know if he feels the same way. But
yeah.
Ain't no telling. Ain't going to worry about it.
Out of my hand.
Yeah. I think John's just got his hands full trying to figure out when is day and when is night these days.
Oh, man. Is he still working the midnight shift at Walmart?
Yeah.
God, maybe.
Doing donuts.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's a donut shop pretty close to the hotel so we can bring donuts in every morning. Hey, Robin Shaw, come on, Styles. I know you're hungry. Have a donut.
I'm sure he'll have something lovely to say about it.
I'm sure by Sunday somebody will end up with a donut up their butt.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's...
Well, but it's good. It's good the young man's learning a trade.
Yeah.
You know, if this college thing doesn't pan out, he can always go back to front.
I swear, you know. I have this eerie feeling that, you know, he's trying to exorcise a lot of demons from his past, you know. And he's done that, and he's still in Mississippi.
It's like it didn't pay off.
He wants to go back to California pretty bad, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I do too, man, especially after spending a winter here.
That's right. That's one thing, I don't know, me and Neil and David have all just agreed, you know, we're old and we don't like being cold.
It sucks, man, especially Friday was the worst when it was cold and raining and then there was snow mixed in with it. It started snowing, like, in the middle of the morning. Big-ass fluffy flakes, you know, and I'm looking out going, man, that's it. It's my 2-week notice. They got a primate farm colony down in Alice, Texas, and I'm like, oh, you know, Alice, Texas is in the middle of nowhere. I said, I will work there grabbing monkeys for the rest of my life if I don't have to see another damn flake of snow.
They're like a Muddy Waters song. Oh, I'm going down to Florida where the sun shines damn near every day.
That's right.
it's true, though. I'm not moving anywhere further north. I just had 3 days of ice storm, and I still can't handle it.
Man, this has been the worst winter. Well, I mean, literally, because the Friday that Neil came in, it snowed, and we got like 4 or 5 inches, which pushed us over the top for most snow in recorded history in D.C.
God.
For a winter. And it's just, you know, it's miserable. It's fucking miserable. And it's not like down there where if you get a quarter inch, they shut everything down. I mean,
yeah, they expect you to still do stuff up there.
Go to work, I mean, of all damn things.
God, I swear.
You know, it's bad enough we don't get Mardi Gras off, but then they want us to come to work in the snow, too.
Oh, man.
People are crazy.
I swear.
Damn, man.
People up north, God. Excuse me. But yeah, that's... I don't know. Maybe someday I'll move back to New Orleans, but at this point, it's either, you know, the West Coast or Florida. Florida's got too many crazy people in it, though.
Yeah. That's not really the South either, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, when I was there, when I would go visit my parents, did I tell you my parents are moving?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. But to finish that thought, when my parents were living there, you go up there, and it's like you're just, you might as well have been in Ohio except for the weather. But, Yeah, Dad got a new job. They're moving to Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Yeah, but not for this game. Or maybe about halftime.
Arkansas.
Yeah, seriously, just north of Little Rock. Why, are you going up there?
Yeah.
Right now? All right, well, I'm going to go up there at some point anyway. I'm trying to work out. All right, I'll see you. Mom's real happy about being close to Kenny and having a surrogate grandchild.
Uh-oh.
So, which will be good for the kid. I don't know how good it'll be for Kenny.
Uh-oh, you're not feeling any of the old, well, if Hank would get married.
I know. When are you gonna get married and have kids? Oh, man, I don't know if I told you about this, but a few years ago when they were living in Ohio and we were all there for Christmas, you know,
uh-huh.
And we were all sitting, it was our annual Christmas Eve, you know, every Christmas Eve we go to a movie and go out to dinner, and we were out eating, you know, and Mom said something about, well, if I just had some grandchildren to take care of, I'd be so happy. And, you know, of course, Mr. Idiot can't stop my mouth. Well, he might have some for all I know. Boom! There goes the explosion. Well, you wish you'd find out where they are so I can adopt them and take them in. I can't believe Mama's a joke. It's not funny. Oh, you know, of course, as soon as I said it, I didn't even think about it. You know, the phrase hadn't even finished coming out of my mouth before Dad and Tim and Willis were crawling under the table. Because they knew what was coming. Like, Mom, I'm really sorry. I know that was inappropriate, but it was just a joke. There are no grandkids, I promise.
Oh, man.
I learned my lesson quickly then. That you know, not that I didn't already know it, but Mom and me just don't have the same sense of humor.
Oh, that's... So you've launched this big crusade. Find the child that probably doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, that's too much. Yeah, I'm kind of fortunate. Both of my brothers have kids, so I don't.
Well, the pressure's off.
Yeah, I don't get heat for that. I'm. I do kind of hear the, what's wrong with John? Why didn't he settle down yet? Oh, I don't know. I guess if I like kept up my appearance or something, I might have settled down by this. Nah, I don't think so.
Well, on the bright side, apparently there's going to be a buttload of good-looking chicks at Jazz Fest this year.
I swear, man, I'm. Seriously thinking, all right, I've joked about getting in shape at this point, but come on, you know.
Dee's pretty cute. I don't know what all of her friends are coming, but I'm suspecting at least a couple of them will be decent looking.
Yeah.
And they'll probably, and then Lucy's sister's not too bad. She's got a great bod.
Yeah, and Boshay's cute.
Boshay is really cute. I was totally bummed when Amy told me she thought I was cute last year and she was with that stupid cripple guy. Mr. Crutch Boy, Miss Jimmy Buffett, because I was babysitting the damn boy on crutches.
Well, Crutch Boy ain't going to be there. I'm assuming he's off the crutches by this point.
Yeah, well, Lucy's going to be there, so they're going to
be both. Yeah, but, yeah, supposedly she's coming with a couple of friends, too. And
where are they going to stay at?
They were trying to get a room at the – no, I take that back. We found out they're staying, like, closer to the airport.
Oh, really?
Like at a Best Western in Kenner or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's – one.